I never, if you notice, I'm never, what do I press here?
You're done, just press the paper.
Wait, it's on right now?
It's on right now.
Well, I want to press
it. Okay, Parshas Nitzavim. Okay, Tavshin. It is the year Tavshin. 1941, I believe. Okay, this is the very end. This is the very end of the Eish Kodesh's life. It's getting further and further into times. Parshas Nitzavim. Anistaris v'Hashem Elokeinu v'aniglos lanu v'levaneinu ad olam la'asosis kol divrei HaTorah hazot. What's hidden, anistaris, the hidden things, are to Hashem our God. But the revealed things, v'aniglos, that's for us and our children, for the rest of the world, la'asosis kol divrei HaTorah hazot, in order to do. And what exactly the pasuk shot of that pasuk means, on a very simple level, it means there's certain things that we can't look into. Why this happened, why that happened, why the Holocaust happened. Hanisaros Hashem Elokeinu. That's for Hashem our God. Vaniglos, we have to deal with the things that are revealed to us, things that we can deal with. That's for us to deal with us, and that's for us to keep the Torah with. But the hidden things in this world, they're just things that we're not going to get in this world. That's the most simple reading of this pasuk. Yeah, he obviously is not going to take the most simple reading of this pasuk. We have to understand he's writing this in the Warsaw ghetto under very, very difficult conditions. You know, he was losing family members. His wife died, his son died. All of his sons died. Ki al kol tzar shalotavo, and every tzara that shouldn't come on us. Isha Yisrael mispal Hashem b'tzorik alav ez Hashem. The Jewish person davens to Hashem and he screams to Hashem. U'kishatzor chas Hashem yosef gdola. Yosef Tzorik, the harder the tzara, the harder the difficulty, the louder the scream. And they let out a very loud cry. Because the harder the pain, the greater the cry. And we know that davening, even without a tzara, davening, we should do with a kol. We should do it, whisper. We should be shouting out to Hashem. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that the call, the voices, wakes up the kavana. I mean, the louder you are in davening, the more kavana you have during davening. Kavana more call, and the kavana brings our voice louder. It's a cycle. The louder we daven, the more kavana we're going to have, and the more kavana we have, the louder we daven. So this is. There's different ways of davening, for sure. There are people who daven quietly. The Chassidish Rebbe of Baruch HaMejbaj was very, his shita was to daven very, very quietly, very to himself, in the Baal Shem Tov also. But then you have Chassidim like Carlin Stolen, Carliners, who is screaming, like ripping paint off the wall during davening, the way they scream. That's the walls shake when they daven. Different avodas, it seems like Eish Kodesh was into the avodas screaming during davening. Baruch Hashem. Okay. There's actually a quick story I'll tell about the Munkacher Rebbe. This story could be very, very misunderstood, and please don't misunderstand it in the wrong way. But the Munkacher Rebbe was sick, and they had to find a hospital who was going to take care of his condition. The only hospital they found was a very classy, very upscale, the best doctors in Istanbul. They found it in Istanbul. They went to Istanbul. And he was in the hospital, no Jews around. But they wanted the Rebbe to have a minyan. So they told we're going to have a minion, and all the nurses and doctors got together. We can't have a minion, and this is a serious hospital. We have people praying here. And they said, you know, they said, fine, you know, you could have a minion on one condition. If there's no screaming, no yelling, it's a very serious hospital here, please. So, and they said, yes, for sure. And the Munkacher Rebbe said, thank you so much, doctor. We'll keep to your condition. Very good. You know, we'll behave ourselves quietly. We'll daven. Friday night minion came. I know all the chassidim get together, and the Rebbe says we can't be screaming. I know usually we're screaming during Friday night davening, but this is the condition, we have to respect it. So they start davening, everyone's quiet. And all of a sudden, the Munkacher Rebbe belts out, Hoidi Lashem Ki Yita Wawa Yekin! And he starts screaming and yelling. Hoidi Lashem is what the chassidim say before Asher. And he starts screaming, and when he gets out of Asher, Asher, Yosher! And everybody's going nuts, the nurse and doctor, the son died, this happened, and they didn't know what's going on. And they run into the room, and they see the Munkacher Rebbe screaming, and they look at him, and the doctor who had the conversation looks at him, what are you doing? And he's still screaming. He finished davening, The doctor said, he went over to the doctor, he said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, I went against what I said. I went against the deal that we had. The doctor said, yeah, well, I thought you were a respectable man. What happened? He said, don't you understand? You learn in medical school physical pain. When someone is going in surgery, they scream, they yell, and when the person's in surgery, certain, assuming that they're not put to sleep or anything, they're screaming and yelling out of pain. He said, I'm a Jew who's been part of the Jewish people who's been gone for 2,000 years. That pain cannot, I tried to keep it quiet, but I just couldn't. I couldn't keep it quiet. I'm sorry, but I just couldn't keep it quiet. That's in terms of screaming during davening. Now we're up to the underline. But what happens when they don't let us scream? The Nazis, you're talking about the Nazis. They're not going to let us scream. We're not allowed to come together to daven. And only in hiding are we able to daven in total silence. So what do? We can't scream to Hashem anymore. And we have to, every Jew has to feel horrible that they can't get together davening and scream out to Hashem, but we have to get to a different level of screaming. And that's screaming from the imke libo, from the depths and depths of the heart. As the Baal Shem Tov and Rav Nachman, I saw a quoted for both, they said, how loud should you scream during davening? And Rav Nachman and the Baal Shem Tov, both of them answered the same answer. So loud, that you can't even hear the scream anymore. So loud that you can't even hear the scream anymore. I mean, a silent scream. V'zer haremes mima'amakim k'ratzich Hashem. When we say shir amalos mima'amakim, from the depths I call from Hashem. Hashem shima b'koli, Hashem, listen to my voice. Tiyenos necha kashivos to kol tuchim night. Let your ears listen to the voice of my beseeching. Shal pshat apot al pi pashat pshat. Tasha Levin Ma Kefel Shama Bikoli Tia Noz Necha. It says first hear my voice, then it says and let your ear be listening to all my decisions. That's double. Hear my voice and let your ear be listening to all my tefillas. Why say it twice? And also, why is it talking about Hashem's ear? Sometimes I have an ear, right? That's a famous question. But what does it mean Tia Noz Necha? Just hear my voice. Listen, your ear will be listening. You can't be talking about physical ears. When it's talking about ears, it's referring to the spiritual idea of ear. Everything in Kabbalah, Kabbalah means parallel. The idea of the whole Kabbalah is that the whole physical world is parallel, is reflecting the spiritual world. I mean, the way a man is created, that our organs are created, the way things look, why a leaf looks like a leaf, is because it's from its spiritual reflection. It comes down like a leaf. Why a finger looks like a finger, it's from a spiritual reflection of a thing. Everything's a spiritual reflection of this world. So the ear, like this, is only a spiritual reflection of God's ear. And there's a ruchnius concept of God's ear. What is that? We only talk about the ear because we want to imagine what an ear is. But really, we're not talking about a physical ear, we're talking about a spiritual ear. Okay, to answer the question, why does it say double? To listen to my voice and have your ear listen quietly. When you whisper to somebody, if I whisper to you, you have to put your ear very, very close to listen. And you come closer to listen, right? And this is what we're davening for. God, I'm going to call you out from such depths of my heart. From such depths of my heart. And it's going to come from so deep in the heart that it won't be even a physical sound. It will be so loud, it will be so much from the bottom of my heart that there won't be even a sound coming out. Hashem, Shema Bikoli, listen to my voice. Tiena Zecha Kashuvot, Shema Na Bikoli, Shetzrichot Oznecha Kevioch Liot Kashuvot. How are you going to hear my voice? Shema Bikoli, hear my voice, but how are you going to hear my voice? I can't scream it. I'm saying from Omek Alev, I'm telling a secret here. A secret, why does a person tell a secret? Because it comes from Omek Alev, it's not for everybody to hear. It's so deep that he doesn't want everybody to hear. When a person's talking about stupid on his cell phone, they're screaming. If you ever notice that on the cell phone, they're all screaming on the cell phone. But a person, the level is much more low because it's coming from more ma'omek halev. The more ma'omek halev is, the more silent the scream is. It's a scream, but it's silent. So how is Shema Bekoli? How are you going to hear my voice? Tiyana is nechah kashivus. You have to come closer. When a person speaks low, you have to come closer. V'ra'ana she'ein manichim oti l'tfalel. Hashem, see that they're not letting us davening here. Talking about the Warsaw ghettos, maybe even soon the concentration camp. Only in Haydn can I daven. And from this tsar, and I'm davening ma'ome kalev, tiena kashuvos the kultach. And I come closer to me, God. Come closer. And this is what the pasuk means. V'zeh nisaros Hashem okenu. And the nisaros, the hidden things are to Hashem our God. Shnei b'mashma. Kishitzrichim lahasyu atzvenu b'dvarim shem l'Hashem elokeinu, ha'nistaros l'Hashem elokeinu means when we hide out, when we do things in hiding because of God, we're doing things in hiding because we're putting on tefillin in hiding because we're doing the godly act we have to do in hiding. When we're davening in hiding, ha'inu b'torah b'tefillin, learning Torah in the hiding, ze'olu l'Hashem elokeinu, ha'nistaros, the hiding, that goes straight up to God. U'b'tnai sha'niglos ad olam. V'nakud alanu l'v'neinu, and there's nikudot, there's not vowels, there's dot over lanu l'v'neinu. If you look in the Torah, it's dot. What does it mean? V'nirli, what's the nikudot? L'v'neinu nikabel al atmo shad olam kishayaza Hashem lanu v'neinu. Why am I screaming? Why am I doing this? Why am I screaming out to Hashem? Why do I need to start with Hashem Elokeinu? If they don't let me scream, just throw in the towel, put down a tefillin, put down a tzitter, and forget God. Why am I doing this, God? Because I know one day, v'aniglos lanu levaneinu, with the nekudot on it. Why am I doing v'nistaros Hashem Elokeinu? Why would I serve Hashem under such harsh conditions that the scream has to be so deep that it can't even be heard? Because v'aniglos lanu levaneinu, that I know for my children, for my children, my children can scream it out loud, run through the street, put up an Israeli flag, scream during davening. Why is there so much? Because the end of the process, because I know v'niglos, because right now I know the schus, our silent scream, our children will be able to scream with such a loud voice in public. I know that my children. And we see the Eishkodesh himself died. He died in Treblinka. He was shot, but we see that the children's voice. People are learning more Eishkodesh more than ever now. The shul in Woodmere Eishkodesh, the shul here Eishkodesh. Everybody's being influenced by the Eishkodesh now. Right now, when I bought the Sefer when I was Shana'al, I only bought it because my Rebbe told me, no one knew the Eishkodesh. What the Eishkodesh is. Now it's supposed to be bigger and bigger. Why? Why? Only because of that and Nisaros Hashem Elokeinu. Because he was willing to scream out my own color so deep that he's bringing Hashem's ears. But why was he doing? Because he knew v'niglos lanu levaneinu, that we're living in v'niglos. We're the lanu levaneinu. We're the children that were able to scream during davening, to be able to run through the streets, have dance through the streets, whatever it is. V'niglos lanu levaneinu. Only because that silent cry, that they were able to muster the courage to go so ma'omek alei, that the cry wasn't even heard.